You're listening to The Signal Daily. Hello, I'm Manaswini, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. This is the episode for 23rd April 2024. For our first story, we look at the wild popularity of bubble tea. You may love it or you may hate it, but the boba tea market is booming, especially in China. And for the second segment, we are going to talk about how Apple is betting big on India. After just 1 year of opening its physical stores in India, those Apple stores have already raked in a massive 190 to 210 crore rupees in revenue. But stay tuned until the end as we have Rajneel Kamath, advisor at The Signal and an expert on all things Apple, is joining us today to provide his insights on the situation. Tell me something, do you like bubble tea? So my favorite flavor is the purple taro, and it may not be your cup of tea, but you got to admit bubble tea, also known as boba, is wildly popular. It's so popular that Chinese bubble tea markets are rolling in dough. I mean, the Chinese bubble tea market is massive, with annual transaction volume exceeding tens of billions of dollars. According to the China Chain Store and Franchise Association, there are 4,86,000 bubble tea stores in China, and they were expecting a 40% rise in sales last year. And currently, at least three large Chinese companies are eyeing an IPO in Hong Kong. So Meishui Group is the largest bubble tea chain in China that sells boba for as little as $1. And from that humble $1 cup, brothers Zhang Hongqiao and Zhang Hongfu, who founded the company in 1997, managed to take it to 36,000 stores across mainland China and 11 other countries, including Vietnam and Malaysia. As per Forbes' estimation, the company is now valued at $2.9 billion and is hoping to raise $500 million to $1 billion in an IPO. Meanwhile, Yuming Group, which has 9,000 stores mostly focused on Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities in China, is planning to raise $300 million to $500 million in an IPO. Now, what's more is that China's third largest bubble tea chain is aiming to raise $330 million in Hong Kong's biggest IPO of 2024. This valuation will give its husband-wife founder duo a combined net worth of $2.7 billion based on the 73% stake they'll own after the IPO, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. And you know, since it's a hit drink in China, boba is often mistaken to be Chinese drink, but this unique milky beverage with chewy tapioca balls or bubbles was invented in Taiwan around the 1980s. And before you know it, boba became a phenomenon with a bubble tea store popping up in every nook and corner, offering a wide variety of different combinations and flavors. I mean, just recently, I tried something with chocolate flavor and coconut bubbles. Even closer home, dozens of bubble tea stores have mushroomed across metro cities, and most of them being standalone stores. Chains like Boba Bhai, Got Tea, Tea Planet, Easy Boba, and Boba Tree are expanding their presence, but they may remain very small as of now. But the health-conscious younger demography is really driving demand for this non-alcoholic and non-carbonated drink. For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. Apple is biting into India, and how? The tech giant's expansion plans in India seems to be really working. It's been exactly 1 year since the tech biggie opened up two retail stores in Mumbai and Delhi, and boy, has it reaped awards for the company. According to multiple reports, both the stores have posted about 190 to 210 crore rupees revenue each last fiscal year. And Apple's not stopping with just the two stores. As Economic Times noted, the iPhone maker is looking to open stores in Pune, Bengaluru and Noida soon. So clearly the Cupertino-based tech giant is pretty optimistic about India playing a significant role in boosting its growth and revenue. In fact, even analysts from Morgan Stanley estimate that India could contribute up to 15% of Apple's revenue growth in the next 5 years. But why is Apple betting on India? Well, Tarun Pathak, a research director at Counterpoint India, points out in a Mint article that Apple managed to secure a 7% market share in India by September last year and maintained it throughout 2023. Now, this is a big deal, especially considering that India's smartphone market is largely dominated by Android devices. Plus, if you remember that for the first 10 years of iPhone sales in India, Apple struggled to even hit a measly 1% market share. That could be also because the tech company initially struggled to grow its retail presence in India because of strict regulations requiring foreign retail firms to source locally. So this meant Apple, along with other foreign brands like IKEA, couldn't sell directly to their customers. In fact, even Apple's official website, which is apple.com, wasn't even available in India until 4 years ago. The company had to depend on third-party outlets, websites, and local retailers to get its products to Indian consumers. But things did turn around in 2020, when Apple's market share finally started to pick up, hitting the 2% mark. And by the end of 2021, it had doubled to around 4%. But how did Apple make headway in an Android-dominant country? Well, it's all thanks to India's growing population and the increasing prosperity of its middle class, which has sparked a greater interest in high-end smartphones. We even covered how iPhones are gaining popularity in smaller Indian towns in a story last year. I'll drop the link in the show notes, so do check it out. But to put it simply, major cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Bengaluru, Chennai, Hyderabad, Pune, and Ahmedabad used to drive most of Apple's sales, accounting for 65 to 70% of purchases. However, things have now shifted. Counterpoint reports that out of the anticipated 9 million iPhones to be sold in India this year, a significant 60% will be sold outside of these big cities. Besides sales, Apple is also expanding its manufacturing in India with the help of Foxconn, the Taiwanese company behind iPhone assembly. Bloomberg also suggests that around 14% of iPhones are now made in India. Moreover, Apple aims to eventually manufacture a quarter of all its iPhones in India, signaling a significant commitment to boosting its manufacturing presence in the country. Plus, Apple's decision to increase exports from India is a clear shift away from its reliance on China. And this move comes after disruption to Apple's supply chain in November 2022 due to unrest at Foxconn's main facility in China. Additionally, Apple is also projected to create job opportunities for over 5 lakh people in India within the next 3 years. Presently, through its suppliers and partners, the iPhone maker employs 1,50,000 folks in the country, with Tata Electronics reportedly leading the pack by managing 2 Apple facilities. So what's clear is that Apple is definitely here to stay. But coming back to the original point, 2 of Apple's retail stores in the country are bringing a lot of moolah. But the question is how, especially when other retailers like Croma and Reliance Retail offer the same products at lower prices with additional discounts. We reached out to Rajdeel Kamath, advisor at The Signal and our in-house expert on all things Apple, to share his insights on this.
So iPhone sales have been dropping and general sales in China doesn't look too encouraging either. Regulators globally are also taking aim at the company. It recently discontinued the Apple Car project and the Vision Pro hasn't really moved the needle much for them. So in spite of all these challenges, India is turning out to be a very bright shining spot for the company. Not only is it emerging as an alternate manufacturing hub to China, sales are also picking up. Last year, Apple launched 2 Apple stores, one in the Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai and the other one in Select City Walk in Saket in Delhi. Now, if you walk into these stores, the vibe is really different. For one, they're really neat, clean, minimal, well-designed. As soon as you walk in, you see all the devices just displayed there. You get to experience them, you touch them, you feel them. You get a sense of what the Apple experience is like. Even the staff who are there are extremely friendly. They introduce themselves, they ask you your name, they help you understand the features of the product, they tell you what you can use it for, they teach you how to use it, right? And no wonder, therefore, that the sales in these 2 stores nearly match the sales that Apple has seen in some of their stores globally. It is an extremely outstanding experience when you compare it to the regular retail experiences for electronic purchase, where you just go there, it's extremely transactional, you understand what the discounts are, you swipe your card or you pay in cash, and then you come out with the product. It's a different experience when you're in the Apple store. Not just that, even the Genius Bar, which actually helps you with after-sales service and servicing of your products, it's extremely friendly. They're there to help. It's not like any other scenes which I may have also been involved in where it's an argument with, let's say the authorized resellers or the authorized service centers. So Apple is really seeming to be having a good streak in India, and that's only likely to continue.
If you like listening to The Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. The episode was researched, written and produced by Shorbury and me, Manaswini. Edited by Venkat Anand, mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.